Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dyes, and we are broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, sunny, summertime New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. No Troy today. He's got the week off as he gets ready for the 4th of July weekend, three-day weekend coming up for a lot of us in the banking marketplace. And today we're going to do a mostly musical special. I want to start by thanking our sponsor. This is The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Our sponsor, Marquee. Go Marquee. .com, well known for their MCIF and CRM solutions for the banking marketplace. They're also one of the fastest growing creative agencies in the banking marketplace, and our good buddies up in Plano, Texas. Go Marquee, GOMARQUIS.com. I wanted to send a quick shout out up to Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. Pamela Mon, president of Blue Chip Federal Credit Union, had a great conversation with her yesterday. We're looking at putting together another one of our women in leadership shows like we did last summer with the very, very popular Yes She Can show that we did last summer. And I contacted her. She's a little busy right now. Can't commit to anything right now. We had a great conversation about the unique nature of her credit union up in Pennsylvania and being a young leader. A lot of great generational conversations about that kind of stuff going on right now in the credit union marketplace. Hey, leading off today, I can't remember if it was 2003 or 2004. What I do remember is that I was at an all-employee event in Aurora, Colorado. And one of the young people after the session came up and asked me if I had ever used Netflix. And I literally had no idea what she was talking about. And now Netflix is one of my number one networks. I watch Netflix more than I watch ABC, CBS, NBC, TNT, whatever. It has become my number one network. And I started thinking about it. Imagine if you were back in the late 90s, early 2000s and said, hey, instead of letting people rent DVDs at a store, let's send them those same DVDs in the mail. That would have sounded crazy. So our first song of the day from Seal, it's Crazy. Never gonna survive unless Actually, our master violinist, Mike Van Wyk, are both big fans of Seal. A couple years back, and they may still do this show for all I know, there was a tour with Earth, Wind, and Fire in Chicago, and I thought that was like the perfect combination of two great bands. I've always thought that Sting and Seal could tour together and put on a monster show. Love the way they arrange music, love the way they sing and play music, and of course, crazy idea, huh? Sending people DVDs in the mail, not getting them that night, but maybe the next day or the second or third day. And of course, now we have Redbox, and of course, it's all going to go to instant download. Most of the shows I watch on Netflix, I watch on my PlayStation 3, just pick things, watch some stuff last night I'd never seen before. It is my new network, and yet when it was first conceived, I'm sure it sounded pretty crazy. Hey, it is the 4th of July Mostly Music Special, and this is another one of my absolute favorites, John Cougar Mellencamp, Little Pink Houses.
Just must be my destination.
one of my absolute favorites, Ain't That America. I had someone ask me last time, I think we played that on the 4th of July special a couple years ago. I said, you know, that's kind of a knock on America, that song. I said, yeah, but you know, that's what makes America great. These singers can sing whatever they want, and those of us that have actually defended the country and the Constitution can sit back and enjoy it. I'm okay with that separation of duties. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my voice, I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. You need love.
And we need, so there is an element of trust that needs to be reestablished with our regulator. And I think that's been eroding over the last couple of years, and maybe because of the recession. So.
Now, that was Jim Blaine, the president of America's second largest credit union, State Employees Credit Union, out in North Carolina. I had a chance to go visit that credit union in May when we were on our way down to Myrtle Beach. Jim was not there, but I got to meet a lot of the folks at his credit union, and it was awesome. Met Sue Douglas and got to meet Lee Mabry, who I first met on Twitter. State Employees Credit Union declared their independence earlier this year, and the reaction from the credit union marketplace was not uniformly positive. But again, that's one of the great things about our American culture. We don't have to agree on everything. But I think sometimes it's difficult to establish independence in a marketplace that is so focused on cooperation and collaboration. We are big fans of State Employees Credit Union. We're hoping to be working with them in the near future on a number of things. And I think the marketplace is big enough for all of us. I know there are people out at conferences right now, big CUNA conference going out in San Francisco. We go to conferences every week. Like I said last week, I fear sometimes what happens in the credit union marketplace is we end up having the same conversation about the same things with the same people. It's like having the same meeting every morning with the same people about the same things day after day after day. So we'll keep doing what we do, talking about it. But today we are celebrating Independence, the 4th of July. And this next song is from an artist that I first discovered. You know, you sometimes go to these little towns where you can walk through these little shops and you get a CD because the music is playing in the background. Hey, that sounds kind of cool. I've always enjoyed Gaelic music, and this is a Gaelic artist named Lorena McKennitt. But what's interesting about this song is back in the day, back in the late 90s, I lived in Midland, Texas, and I would go to the Best Buy, which was right across the street from where my apartment was. And I would go in there to look at the laptop computers. And I went in and was looking at one day, and maybe for the first time, these computers were connected actually to the internet. And so I thought, let me go look and see if this artist, Lorena McKennitt, has her own website, which of course she did. And you could actually hear some of her music. It was the first time I heard – I know today it sounds like, really, that's not that big a deal. But it was at one time. It was unusual to hear music being played on a laptop computer. This is actually the first song I ever heard on a laptop computer in the Best Buy in Midland, Texas. This is called The Mummer's Dance by Lorena McKennitt.
Thank you. round in circles and in rows. And so the journey of a night descends when all the shades are gone. A girl and gay, will we bring you here, and at your door we stand. If he's the sprout, well bud it out, the work of my Lord's hand.
I forgot to mention that is the live version of the Mummers Dance. But again, hey, we're recording a live show. And of course, this is the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Many of you are putting on a live performance right now. Would you get a sustained ovation like that based upon what you're doing today for your customers and members and clients? This is the Mostly Music 4th of July special. And of course, I want to thank again our sponsor, Marquee, GoMarquee.com. Known these guys a long time, and a great family business, a great American business. And in many ways, they declared their independence a long time ago. They do things differently, not just decidedly different, but decidedly better. Hey, folks, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This was such a revolutionary concept that people should decide how they were governed, that we had to fight a revolutionary war over it. And since that time, Americans have been fighting to preserve the concept that freedom moving forward is the best way for the people of the earth. For the third time here in New Braunfels, Texas, we are mourning the death of one of our young Marines, Sergeant Thomas Z. Spitzer, 23 years old, assigned to the 1st Battalion, 7th Marine Regiment, 1st Marine Division, 1st Marine Expeditionary Force out of 29 Palms, California, a place that I've been to when I was back in the Army way, way back when, killed in action last week while conducting combat operations in the Helmand province of Afghanistan. New Braunfels is not a big city. We are a very close-knit community, and like a lot of you, I'm sure, that live outside the big metropolitan cities, this kind of news always hits very close to home. He was a graduate of nearby Canyon High School, a Canyon Cougar, 23 years old. This is what we celebrate. We're celebrating our independence, our ability to be free, our God-given right to be free, and it has come at a tremendous cost in the 280-plus year history of our great nation. I am thankful to be from Texas. I know I joke around and say Texas, Republic thereof. I am a Texan. I am a Southerner, but I'm still an American. I'll be flying an American flag on the 4th of July, and I want to wish all of you a safe and blessed and prosperous 4th of July. Hope you get out there and have a good time and reflect not just on the sales at the local furniture store and the automotive dealership, but that our freedom to be independent, our freedom to dissent, comes from the sacrifices of young men like Thomas Spitzer. And our thoughts and prayers go out to his family this week and everybody that has passed on in service to this great nation. Hey, folks, have a great week. And until next we speak, we're going to close out with one more song. And we'll talk to you. Oh, by the way, next week, speaking of young people, we're going to start our Young Entrepreneur series. Next week, we're going to talk to Jason Bay out in Oregon, a very, very interesting young man that I first met back way back in 2008. We're going to catch up with him, find out about his professional trajectory, and see what it's like to be a young entrepreneur, a young Gen Y entrepreneur in America today. Hey, folks, again, have a great 4th of July. God bless you. God bless this great nation of ours, and we'll talk to you soon.
Dog got to be too much, so you spend half your life. Peace out.